Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are CEO and President of End Time Ministries, Dave Robbins, best-selling author and founder and executive director of Morningstar Ministries, Rick Joyner, owner and founder of New Manna Foods, Daniel Brigman, and national sales manager for Lion Energy, John Larson. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. This is an exciting program. You are not going to want to, as Pastor Jim would have said, touch that dial or swipe that screen, whatever it is now in 2024.
Right.
Speaking of swiping that screen, the new PTL Television app, if you're saying, hey, my app looks different, we did a minor upgrade to it. It's less buffering time. It's going to look a little cleaner, a little sleeker. So we want to thank you guys. We had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people email me, call me, write me letters and let me know. The app's down, Ricky. Hey, you know what? I worked as hard as I possibly could. We got that back up for you on your iPhone, Android. It's also available on your video on demand on the free PTL Network app. You can go on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, our free TV streaming network as well. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Mondo, any way we can get the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're going to do it.
There is no way we can't get the gospel out there without people. You know, and you are the ones that make it happen. You make it work for all of us. Every ministry depends on their friends and partners. And we want to thank you for standing with us and believing in the message that God has given this ministry, the people that come here, the all of the beautiful partners. Will you give yourselves an applause?
I know.
Let the people listen, if you're watching, I'm going to do what Pastor Jim will say. Shame on you for not being in person. You're missing out because Morningside was built for you and only you to come together as a church. The Bible says that I will build my church, Reverend, and the hates of and the gates of hell will not prevail against her.
That's right.
But I want to tell you something. Coming together is going to be more critical in the hour that we're in. Everywhere we went in this ministry, from the Dream Center to North Carolina with Rick Joyner at the camp, we were always together. Yes. We always brought people together because it was so important to understand how the body of Christ has to come together, but the New Testament church came together.
Yes.
We read about it in the scriptures, but to live it out is another thing, Reverend.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a lot of work.
You know what? You have to walk the walk. You can't just talk the talk. We have a lot of, you know, we call them keyboard Christians. You might go on there and you might tell people they need to be living a little bit better on Facebook, but they're not doing what they are saying they need to be doing. We as believers are an example.
Yes.
That means you must live this life all the time. You can't just live it behind a keyboard. You can't just live it behind a screen. You must actively walk the lifestyle in which we are promoting, which is purity in Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, friend. You're going to fall down. You're going to make mistakes, but we have grace that helps us get back up. That's why we always look to the cross, friend.
Amen.
That is the sacrifice that is good yesterday, today, and forever to constantly and consistently make sure the body of Christ is in perfect unity. You know, Mondo, speaking of perfect unity, we have a friend on with us today.
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends on with us, but one of our dear friends is on with us today. He's a board of director here at Morningside Church. Rick Joyner is on with us today. He's the founder of Morningstar Ministries. Rick is the best-selling author of numerous books, including one of my personal favorite books I have ever read called The Final Quest. And he is known for over 50 years of accurate prophetic dreams, visions, and revelations from God. Like I said, he's a board of director here at Morningside USA. I want to thank you for being on with us today.
Amen.
Rick Joyner.
Glad to be here.
You know, I believe it's important that we honor those who the Lord has put in our lives for leadership.
Yes.
Rick Joyner truly is a friend to Pastor Jim Baker, truly a friend to the PTL Television Network. And when everything has happened over the years, he has never backed down and renounced friendship. He has never backed down and said, you know what, they're going through some hard trials, they're going through some hard tribulations. No, he has stood strong in the gap and said, you know what, the Lord has called them and the Lord will sustain them and I will be here to be their friend in hard times. I want to honor you and say thank you so much, Rick Joyner, for that.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Amen. Could you give us an update on how is your ministry, Morning Star, doing?
Well, it's It's taking off, going higher, going further, going deeper, wider. It's expanding in every way. And for that, I attribute a whole lot to Chris Reed's leadership, who has succeeded me as the president and CEO of Morningstar, and just doing an outstanding job.
Yes, he is.
And we've been experiencing the presence of the Lord, extraordinary grace, and you know, our main goal is to be a place where the Lord loves to come, where you know, a house that we build a house that He wants to live in, not just people. And He has blessed us with His presence. Amen. That's what we're after.
You know, you foster the presence so well, Mondo. We took a trip as a ministry out to Morningstar, and I have this encounter with the Holy Spirit that I will never forget. I was 16 years old, and I was walking back to my room in the facility, and a man, I remember this so vividly, I was standing next to the ice machine, and a man says, "Hey, may I pray for you?" And I said, "Absolutely, of course you can pray for me." And I do not recall one word of what said to me. He laid his hand on my head, and I woke up 4 hours later, laying next to the ice machine, filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing, you know what? I was just touched. I saw a dream and a vision that has come to pass in that moment, and I realized, you know what? This is a place where God truly resides, even in the hallways, even next to the ice machine, even next to the Coke machine. The Holy Spirit's in every aspect of that, and that's because they are so dedicated to fostering and saying, Holy Spirit, wherever you want to be in our facility, you have open room and open realm to operate. Right. And I want to say thank you for doing that, because that was a pivotal moment in my life, Brother Rick. Thank you so much
for
that.
But you know, Rick, Brother Rick Joyner has always been a man that seeks after the Spirit of a living God.
That's right.
I got to experience his ministry through, of course, the friendship with Dad. And Brother Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick, I want to thank you for being a friend to this ministry, but also believing in me in my moments of just starting to grow in spiritually. And I remember, I write about Brother Rick Joyner here because he made an impact in my life. Yes. He sold a vehicle in my life when to say, "Hey, I want you to come to my school of prophecy, and I want you to learn about prophetic events." But listen, we need men and women of God to stay close to this new generation, because if we're going to harvest the souls, we need to understand how the Spirit of God moves and understand that when God gives you a prophetic vision and dreams, what do you do with that? Where do you go from that? Listen, I want to tell you something. We are living in an hour that is going to take the power of the Holy Spirit to move and change men's heart to understand that hour that we're in right now, we're bringing an awakening that the church has never seen, yet we have to prepare that moment for the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Man, now you got me preaching, man.
You got to be preaching. We got to be preaching. You know, we were having a conversation with Pastor Jim as we were having lunch with him the other day, Mondo, and we were talking about the situation across the campuses and the colleges, and we were saying, you know, I was saying to him, you know, information isn't what's going to be the thing that changes them. No. They think they have the information. They're set in their information.
Right.
What is going to change them is a radical encounter with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's what's going to change them. So, friend, we're the ones who foster that. Yeah. We're the ones who will make sure that the radical encounter happens. Why? Through walking and living every day with the Holy Spirit. And a man I know that walks and lives with the Holy Spirit every day is back with us again today for a day two. We have Dave Robbins, Reverend Dave Robbins. Yeah. He is the son-in-law of the late Urban Baxter, whom we loved here at this ministry. And he's also an end-time prophecy teacher and the editor of the End Time magazine. He hosts a show here on the PTL Television Network, which can be seen, I believe it can be seen Sundays at 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So we want to thank you for being back for a day two.
Praise God.
John Larson, we're going to be talking about the Lion Energy products today. He is the national sales manager for Lion Energy, and he has focused on the residential aspect of it, which is wildly important. Yes. I think it's important that we are prepared physically with food and also with power. Why, Mondo? We've seen this. When the power goes out, people go crazy. Hey, they want to be able to charge their phones. They want to be able to charge their laptops. They want the everyday comforts. And you guys have provided a product that ensures that even if a blip happens, everyday comforts are still there through a great product. So I can't wait to talk to you about that, brother. Thank you for being back with us.
Yeah.
We've got you covered.
I
Come on. I know he does. We have Daniel Brigman back with us again, founder of New Manna, along with your wife.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't know
so
if I should say founder of Numana because I want to give that credit to your wife. So I'm just kidding. We want to thank you for being back with us again as well. Rick, I want an update on your health, if you'll give it to us. How are you feeling physically?
Well, I feel great. I had a battle with hay fever, as many people are this time of year. And I always take a battle as an opportunity for victory. And it says, you know, a curse without a cause cannot alight. And I believe any kind of discord we have with the environment, such as hay fever or anything like that, is part of the curse. So here's an opportunity. What has happened in my life where I'm no longer aligned the way I have been and am now suffering hay fever? I never got hay fever throughout my whole life until recently. So I'm looking, okay, is there an open door or what? There is a cause, and here's an opportunity to find it. One other way, we can start shutting the gates of hell, which are hell's access into our lives. But other than that, I'm doing great. having the time of my life, I moved back to Moravian Falls, and I just feel like I'm back home. And yet, it's like I'm closer to the heavenly realm than ever before. The veil is thinner. I got up there, immediately started having dreams, visions, and encounters with the Lord. And I am blessed that the Lord has let me know that this is my main job now, to meet with Him. And I am so excited about it. But Morningstar is doing great under Chris's leadership. And I'm still a part of that ministry too. Show up every now and then, stir the waters a little bit, get them a little upset and confused, and then move on. But it challenges them to higher places. And they are certainly going there.
And they certainly are going there. We support Morningstar Ministries, and we want you to support Morningstar Ministries as well. Pastor Rick, what are the signs that tell you that we're living in the last days? I know you've been at Moravian Falls. You've been having these prophetic encounters with the Lord. Are we living in the end days?
Well, I think most certainly we are, but most of what is focused on is signs of the last days. I think we sometimes overlook the greatest signs of all, which are the signs of the coming kingdom. That, you know, like in Daniel 2, when that statue that represented all of man's kingdoms was struck by that little rock and started to crumble, what a lot of people are focusing on is the crumbling of the statue. I think it's time we focus more on the growing of that little stone into a mountain, as it says it will do, and then it will cover the entire earth. We must see the signs of the kingdom coming, not just of the shaking that's going on this present world, this present age.
Amen. Well, you just had a confirmation from Reverend Dave Robbins over here. He said, you just preached this whole message tonight.
Yeah.
Pastor Rick, you preached the whole message. No, you're going to be back tonight at 7 p.m. here.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Come on, we love it. And now, Pastor Rick, you had a dream a few years ago about a second American Revolutionary War. Now, how close do you think we are to seeing that dream come to pass?
Closer every day. It was literally the second American Revolution / Civil War. And I think we are getting much closer. At the end of that dream, I just saw written in fiery letters, the second American Revolution / Civil War is inevitable, it is right, and it will be successful. Now, I know what inevitable means, but what's going to make it right? And what is going to define success? And one thing I think it will be is America getting back on the rails to our destiny in the Lord that we were created for. It says, he who began a good work in you will complete it And the Lord began a work in our nation, and he will complete it. And I think it's time now to get the train back on the rails towards our destiny in completion there. But right now we're off the rails, and we're pretty much a pretty increasingly bad train wreck. But nothing is impossible for God.
Amen.
Right. We really need to see that the worse it looks, the worse it gets, the greater the opportunity for the Lord to do something truly remarkable.
Amen.
We all want to see miracles. We just don't want to be put in this situation where we have to have one, where we need one. But that's where you see miracles. And it may get even worse for a time. I expect it will. But as far as the shaking in the natural and some of the chaos that is going to increase in our nation, but listen, it will come to a victorious conclusion, and you can count on that.
Wow.
Wow.
Woo! That's a good word.
This is hot stuff. Amen. You know, Rick, I got to ask you this question, because the last few days you've been talking about that there are a number of prophetic indications that a time of great trauma is coming upon the U.S. Will you explain, was that a vision or a dream that you had recently?
Well, I've had numerous ones since 1987, when I was first shown that America would go through a civil war, another civil war. I was first shown that in 1987, and I wrote about it, distributed it, and everybody thought I was crazy. Every 10 years or so, it comes back up in the media, and I do interviews about it, and we're inevitably moving towards that. But it's so, you know, let me just say this. The American Revolution, or Revolutionary War, was our first civil war. That was mostly a war of Americans fighting Americans, not the British. And, you know, we didn't finish the job. I think our job was defined by our founding documents, where we'd be truly a nation where there was equality and justice for all, not just some. You know, how could we who claim in our founding documents that all men are created equal and then have slavery and things like that? You know, I mean, it was, how could we do that? But it had to be resolved. But if the job had been done in the Revolutionary War that we were called to, we would have never had to have a civil war. And if the job had been completed in our first American Civil War, we would not have needed things like the Civil Rights Movement, and we wouldn't be going through all the trauma and chaos that we're going through right now. These things have to be resolved. And we've got to resolve that this is going to be a land where everyone is going to get treated fairly, regardless of race, religion, whatever. It will be a place of liberty and justice for all. And we have to underline that word all. We need to underline the word liberty and what that means. Because I believe the most evil source of human bondage there has ever been is coming close to taking over our country. I'm talking about Marxism. And we really need to understand how evil Marxism is. And I look at Marxism, Darwinism, and Freudian psychology. By the way, these were all contemporaries who were all very anti-God, anti-family. To me, that is Satan's cord of three strands, and how that cord has been woven together to bring down churches and movements and nations, and how it is seeking to bring down our nation, and how these doctrines of devils must be confronted and a victory accomplished. And when I'm talking about accomplished, we need to see Marxism eradicated from the earth. It's an evil, as evil as maybe much more evil than Nazism, and it has created more discord, more destruction, and more death in the world than Nazism ever did. Why aren't we confronting that for the evil that it is and resolving? We're not just going to drive it from our land. We're going to drive it from the earth, that it will not long, that it will no longer exist. And but we've got to stand up and confront these terrible evils and doctrines of devils that have been woven together to bring us down.
That's right. We as believers must be bold. Come on, we need to bring him here to preach, don't we? Pastor Rick Jones, you got to come here and preach. We as Christians must be bold and we must stand up. You know, you said something that resonated with me. It's freedom and justice for all. Believer, I wish that everyone in the United States of America was a God-fearing Christian. And I believe there'll become a day where you have to make your choice. Are you going to be a God-fearing Christian or not? There is no middle ground. You are either hot or you are cold. And believer, I would wish that every person in America is that Christian, that strong, God-fearing Christian. Sadly, that's just not the reality. But you know, I want to say thank you to all the men and women who are watching right now who have fought for the freedom so that we can continue to talk about Jesus, we can continue to evangelize, and we can continue to win souls. Why? Because there are countries in this world who have underground churches. And you may say, well, you know what? I get to wake up. I get to go get my cup of coffee and wear my nice suit, and I get to go sit in a church with comfortable seats. Brother and sister, there are men and women hiding for their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Right. We live in the greatest country other than Israel that has ever seen this world. I believe that the United States of America is a free country. You and I have to ensure it stays free.
Amen.
You and I have to ensure that we remain free for our children's sake, for our grandchildren's sake. You know what? I heard something the other day, said I don't want to wake up one day and my great-grandchildren are speaking another language. And while that may sound funny, that is how wars work.
Sure.
They go in, they indoctrinate. What's the first thing they attack, Mondo? They attack the language. They want to change the way people speak. Right. We have to stand up against Marxism in the United States of America. We have to not tolerate it in our college systems anymore. And we must go back to the Word of God, which is the Bible in its fullness. Mondo, one thing that we are seeing is hyper-dependency.
Yes.
The government has created a state where there is hyper-dependency, where if something goes wrong, they have no choice but to lean in on what the government has to offer them.
Right.
We are providing a resource for you, friend, whether you use it or not.
Yes.
We want you to not have to be dependable on anything other than the Word of God. The Word of God is the most important thing.
Listen, we come to the understanding that taking control over freedoms means in every way possible.
That's right.
We want to present to you a system that Pastor Jim and Lori and myself flew out to see for ourselves before we presented it. And I want to tell you something. It changed the way we live. It's going to change the way you live. There are things that or power companies that I don't think I'm able to release the information right now, but I can tell you that if we don't start taking the responsibility on how to prepare our own homes, we have given you the ability to have power on the go, to have power to be able to have a fuelless generator in case of emergency. But John, we want to unveil, we want to reveal the brand new Sanctuary Lion Energy to the Jim Baker Show audience. Let's start with this, because I don't want to talk forever. What is the Sanctuary? What is the power? And how does it get installed in our homes?
I love the Sanctuary. Look, the Sanctuary it's a game changer when you think about power in your home. We all talk about, you know, Mondo mentioned the portable units we've had. This is the first time we've ever actually showcased or launched a system that's large enough to manage the power in your entire home.
That's incredible.
And that's exciting.
Amen. Wow. That's awesome.
You know, I want us to understand what the Sanctuary does. How does it power our homes? Does it power a whole entire home? Does it do that? Can we power up one living room? Walk us through the process of what does the Sanctuary, you know, Lion Energy, which is fuelless, by the way, how does it work in our home?
I love that you asked that question. So it can power just about anything you want it to. And that's the beauty. It's customized. We can customize this for your specific home so that if you just want portions of your home, there's certain critical loads like your refrigerator or your oven. For someone, that might be a washer and dryer. In the event of a power outage, you can do that. Or you can power the entire home. It'll do everything for you. So Again, it really depends on what the homeowner wants, but we can customize this to do anything you want it to do.
All right, how does it work?
So it's just like a battery, right? I want you to think of a flashlight. When you take the top off of a battery and you drop your flashlight, you drop your batteries inside that flashlight, you screw the lid back on, you push the power button, you have light.
Right.
That's what this system does. We hook it up to your home, and it's either grid tight or not grid tight, and we can talk about that in a minute. Either way, it allows you to walk right over to your light switch. In the event of a power outage, flip your switch, and you have light in your home where you want it.
These are ready to go. If someone or partners want to call you right now, are they ready to go? Are they ready to be installed? Are they in stock is the number one question we want to know.
Yeah. So we have lots of these in stock in American Fork, Utah, and in our Atlanta facility. So we cover both East and West Coast. That's important for you to know. And it ships out the next day.
Wow.
So as soon as you place your order, it's on its way. What we do in the meantime, though, is we have an installation team that will get in contact with you. They'll schedule a site survey. They'll come out to your place and they'll look at your home. They'll help you determine what you want to cover and what is needed to cover. And then that will determine what size of the system you want to buy. So once you go through that process, it's very quick.
How loud is it? Is it loud? I'm noticing some fans here. Is it going to be loud where it's going to wake up the neighbors and we'll get a...
Yeah.
The police come over, you know, they knock loud, right? They don't even knock.
You don't
anyways.
Want the police knocking on your door, trust me. But I will tell you, it is very quiet. If you think about the regular generator, and if you're trying to power your home with a generator, a gas or fuel-based generator, you have, number one, you have carbon emission you're putting out, right? You have to maintain that thing, gas, oil, regularly. And then you have the noise that it puts out. Your neighbors don't like that. This system, fuelless. It sits in your home, in your garage, or a utility room inside your home, and it is quiet. It puts up a very small fan. You can see this fan's on the side. That's just to displace the heat that it produces, which is minimal, but it's very quiet. We can have this discussion right here, no problem.
Maricela, you're eager to. I know you want one.
Well, I'm like, people are probably wondering, how do I get it or how do I get information on it? And so as you're watching right now, like Mondo said, this is the first time I don't think you guys realize for Pastor Jim Baker, since the moment we met Frank Davis, he has been dreaming of offering this, providing this. That's been the number one thing that many partners have said. What do we do? Power is the most important thing for most people because no one wants to be left in the dark. The worst thing that could happen is being left in the dark. And so this is now available. I want you, if you notice, we're putting up a new toll-free number than you're used to calling. That's going to send you, that number is 385-273-1385. That is a designated number for all of our partners to contact Lion Energy directly. They have their team who have worked on the sanctuary to help lead you, guide you. Many questions of what can I tie into it? How does it work? They are standing by to help you answer any of those questions. And then I have a question is, are you guys offering, have you partnered with a company to be able to offer financing on this?
Yeah, I love that you asked that question. We actually have a number of companies. They're partners with us. They'll handle your financing for
you. That's awesome.
And it's seamless. It's a seamless process.
What are the questions that most women that call that are, listen, women, we love you.
We're the callers.
What would
we
do without moms and grandmas and women? Because us men, we're Gary Smalley, one of the greatest relationship counselors in the world. And I quote, said, men are idiots. We don't understand what goes on in the home half of the time. But the key that women want to know, when the power goes out, women don't want to know the details. They don't care about, you know, this wire over here.
My wife just
wants to know, is the power coming back on?
Yes,
ma'am, it is.
That's right.
What kind of peace of mind are we going to have when the sanctuary is installed in our homes, John?
Yeah, I can tell you, we receive so much feedback from our customer base, and it's all positive, and it's all about that. It really is. You never know when lightning's going to strike. You never know when a natural disaster is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, we always talk about that quote, right? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yes.
And if you're not doing that and you're not ready, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to wish you had it. So that peace of mind comes in knowing that if you have a CPAP machine in your home and your power goes out, boom, it's covered. This will take care of it. You have power in your wall because you have the sanctuary running your home. Something happens, you need light, you have lights. anything you need. That peace of mind is really amazing. It really does produce it.
Listen, I want to, Maricela, let's walk. I know we just got a few moments left.
Just a few minutes. We're going to send it back to Ricky and the team over there. But I want you to know there is something for everyone. If you're watching and saying, I don't know that I can afford that level yet, well, we have worked diligently for over close to 15 years with Lion Energy. And so right now, if you go to the website or you call that special toll-free number, you can order. There's the Quest. This is a smaller version. This also does help you with your lights, your CPAP machine, some of those smaller equipment items. But this is powerful so that you could have some form of electricity in your home for when the power goes out. Then Mondo here, this is the Safari, the brand new Safari. There's the Emmy Safari. This right here, and it also, we are showing it with the expansion battery. What I love about the website is when you go to the website, you can now order the individual item, but then you can add on additional accessories, additional batteries, solar panels. Look at Mondo, I love it. He always starts plugging it in.
I'm the kind of guy, I want to see if it works. Because these are items I have in my garage, okay?
Yes.
So I know for a fact that if a lot of the stuff I have in my garage isn't going to work, and I might make you nervous. Right?
You will not make me nervous. Come on.
Everybody has this type of equipment. You know, if something is an emergency, you're going to cut wood.
That's
you want
right.
to know that if this thing works. All right. That's pretty good. I don't know about you, but I want to tell you something. One of the first things that people look for is light. I'm going to plug this in. I'm sorry for having my back to the camera. Dad, I know I shouldn't be putting my back to the camera. Here we go. I want you guys to see this. This is being powered by the fuelless generator.
Yes.
The first thing you want to have is light so you know where you're going, what you're doing. But the other thing is I want you to test it out because if you don't test this type of equipment out, you're not going to be sold on this. I'm the one that I want to see if I can break the thing, John.
Right.
You know, because right. if you made it for me, I know you're going to make it for people. Look at that.
Yes.
By the way, every time I turn something on, you should be clapping because that's amazing.
Right. And now will this power a refrigerator? That's the number one.
Yeah.
When the power goes out, people are concerned about their freezers or refrigerator. Will it power that?
It will. You think about all the perishable food you have in there. It's expensive. You want to take care of it and eat it when you can't. It'll do it.
That's awesome. Look at Mondo.
All right. That's pretty good. I'm making you nervous. I can see. I'm going to put my toys away.
I love it. So listen, as you're watching right now, we have to get back to the show. But right now, even as you're watching, visit our affiliate page with Lion Energy. Go to jimbakershow.com. Click on that site. I cannot tell you. You want to go to the website because not only do they have the single items, but they have package deals with discounted prices. You can add additional solar panels. You can add the LED lights. You can create and customize your entire package by going to our affiliate page. Also call that toll-free number. That number is 385-273-1385. All righty, Ricky, here we go. We're kicking it back to you.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the 2024 Ready Now Expo. We want to thank you for tuning in with us. You're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we are excited that you are here with us. We're about to jump into some heavy popcorn questions, Reverend Dave. This is the first question. This is something we're asked a lot, and I want to ask you. So I hope you don't think I'm putting you on the spot.
No,
but
you're not.
This is the question. Do you believe that the Antichrist is alive?
Yeah, I believe he absolutely has to be because of all the prophecies that are happening simultaneously right now, the precursors to the Mark of the Beast that are happening, the World War III that's coming, the Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement, the ongoing establishment of a world governing body, ongoing establishment of a world religion, and like I said, precursors to the Mark of the Beast, and what we're foreseeing coming, the great end time revival, the Antichrist has to be alive. Mm. There's no way. These things are happening simultaneously, all at the same time. They're 2,000 to 2,500-year-old prophecies, and now here we are in 2024, and they're happening simultaneously, all of them in unison. And so I know that the Antichrist and World War III, that's going to be the entrance ramp for the Antichrist.
Wow.
So to say the Antichrist is, he's not going to be born for another 100 years, that's not possible.
Mm.
And so unless God just puts the brakes on everything prophetically and says, I'm just going to sit back in my lawn chair and just wait for some of these things, no. And so the fact of the matter is that we have to, once we look at all these things happening simultaneously, I believe He absolutely has to be alive today.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Now, Reverend Dave, why are central bank digital currencies one of the leading projects setting the stage for the Mark of the Beast?
Sure. So the Mark of the Beast is, if you look in the grand scheme of things, Revelation chapter 13, this is Satan's effort to establish his kingdom here on the earth. Rick Joyner said something about the kingdom of God. Well, Satan's establishing his kingdom here on the earth as well, and that is world government. The Bible says that when it talks about the federalization of nations in Revelation 13, 1 through 2, the Bible says the dragon or Satan gives it its seat, power, and its great authority. Mm. It's Satan's effort to establish his kingdom. The Antichrist will usurp authority over that at some point because it's being established now. Yes. The United Nations is the seat of that world governing body. So the Antichrist is going to come on the scene and he's going to say, how do I get everybody to bow down to my edicts? Well, just like we, the Bible tells us, just like we sanction nations now to get them to come into conformity, that's what's going to happen with, it's going to come down to an individual level and it's going to be a global economic sanctioning system. Okay. The number one thing I'm seeing right now that's pointing us towards that, there are several efforts to number every human being, but yes, the central bank digital currencies. If you understand, we have to understand what the central bank is. I'm going to take just a little bit of time here.
Yes.
Is that back in the early 1900s, in 1913, well, 1910, there was a meeting out on Jekyll Isle by several bankers. And Senator Nelson Aldrich went with them. He was the guy in the government that they had in their pocket. And they come up with what's called the Federal Reserve Act. In 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. And what it did, it took so our Constitution gives our Congress,
yes,
the power to control the economy in America, a group of elected officials. If we don't like what they're doing in the economy in America, then we can vote them out and get some people in that we want.
Amen.
That's what a fair election in America does.
Amen.
It's the government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. But if you lose your election process, you guys, listen very closely. If we lose our election process, the ability to have a fair election, then it's of the government, by the government, for the government.
That's
so
true.
The Constitution gives our Congress the ability to control the economy here in America. They can control the amount of money in circulation, how much the money's worth, the rates and everything. So what the Federal Reserve Act did, this cabal of private bankers, it took the power away from Congress to control our economy, and it handed it to a cartel of bankers, these private bankers. Our central bank today is called the Federal Reserve. It has nothing to do with the government. Actually, our government is being ran by this cabal of private bankers. And so one of my literary heroes, G. Edward Griffin, wrote a book called Creature from Jekyll Isle. Hmm. I had him on my radio program here recently, and we talked about this. I've known him for years and years and years, and he wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Isle, exposing the Federal Reserve for what it really is.
Wow.
And so it's about as federal as Federal Express, but they needed a governmental name. So the fact of the matter is the Federal Reserve is our central bank. The developed nations of the planet all have a central bank. Israel has a central bank, and they control the economies of America. When's the last time that you heard on the radio that the Congress is getting ready to raise the interest rates? Mm-hmm. Nobody in this room, unless you're over 100 years old, has heard the Congress is going to raise.
Right.
But how many of you have heard, well, the Fed's getting ready to raise the interest rates again?
Yes.
It's a private bank.
Wow.
It's not, if I had $1 billion, I couldn't go knock on the door and say, I want to put money in this bank or I want to be a part of this. They'd say, no, because they're making trillions and trillions of dollars.
That's right.
And so they control the economy. Well, when get back to the central bank digital currencies, now that you understand what the central bank is, it has nothing to do with the government. Well, it's never been audited, by the way.
Mm.
So when cryptocurrencies were coming on very strong, and I had friends of mine who sell cryptocurrencies, and they were saying, well, Elon Musk had just said, well, hey, I'm getting ready to take Bitcoin for payment for Teslas.
Yes.
And some of the major retailers were getting ready to take cryptocurrency for payment. I knew that the Federal Reserve was going to attack that for all they're worth, because they're not going to allow parallel currencies in America. They're going to protect the dollar and what they have control of.
Yes.
Sure enough, it wasn't a couple months after I had this conversation with him that Joe Biden comes out with the executive order. Hey, because so many people have been taken advantage of from cryptocurrencies, your government, which he said the Federal Reserve is going to put out their version, we're going to look into putting out our version of a central bank digital currency, moving away from cash. That's what will happen eventually if we go to this, moving on to a digital platform, and everybody's going to be protected as a result of that. The problem is that if we move to a central bank digital currency, they will be able to control all the money going into your account, all the money going out of your account. They'll know exactly, it'll give them more control over your finances. And the problem, one of the main problems is that these things are programmable. So if they don't want you to buy a gas stove, if you take a central bank digital currency to go buy a gas stove, it would say, no, invalid purchase.
Could that even go as far as me saying, you know, if I want to donate to End Times Ministry?
That's where we're headed. My next statement was, if it gets to a point where somebody who doesn't align up with the edicts of the government, if I wanted to donate to, let's say, Jim Baker Ministries, well, your mindset doesn't line up with our woke ideology, then it would not allow me to use one of these central bank digital currencies to donate to your ministry.
Wow.
Or a conservative news source or whatever. So it, but what is it at the end of the day? Remember the truckers that were up in Canada
They shut their bank accounts down.
Yeah, they shut down their bank accounts.
That's a precursor, absolutely.
It's individual economic sanctioning. Central bank digital currencies would give our Federal Reserve, which runs our government, especially if we've got a globalist in the White House, the ability to sanction us individually. What's the mark of the beast? It's a global economic sanctioning system. The central banks around the world control the economies of the world, but they have a hub, and it's called the Bank for International Settlements. That's the central bank of the central banks. It's all by grand design. Over 90% of the central banks around the world are looking into putting out a central bank digital currency.
Wow.
9 or 11 nations have already done it, and China is one of the leading ones. They're pushing for all this because it would be a global economic sanctioning system, which is exactly what the Antichrist will usurp authority over at some point.
Wow.
And he'll be able to economically sanction individuals the way we would sanction Russia or China right now. They're going to say, he'll be able, just with the click of a button, because I'll be just a number at that point.
That's
it'll
right.
be no more Dave Robbins. It's my central bank digital currency.
That's right.
And
that'll be your identity.
No more means of commerce besides right. that. That's where they want to go. Forget the dollar bill. Forget the yen. Forget the shekel. We want to go on this digital platform. Mm-hmm. If you guys understand what's going on in society, they're pushing us so fast to a digital platform, electric cars, everything, because they want, it's called the Internet of Everything, the IOE.
Well, and everyone will be connected via cloud
everything,
on their mind.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
And they'll be able to track every single thing you do. A lot of people say, well, this all gets bad. I'm going to go to Colorado and hide in a cave.
Right.
There's no place you can hide.
That's
Forget
true.
That. So that's the fact right. of the matter is, you say, Dave, you're scaring me to death. I believe, so this is, it's diabolic. I understand. However, let me give you some hope.
Amen.
Because, again, I don't teach prophecy as fear. I'm not trying to scare right. somebody into doing something. I can prove scripturally, I believe I can, that there will be nations, the Bible says the Antichrist will be facing resistance all the way to the end. I believe the country of Jordan will not come under the full reign of the Antichrist. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 11 that these will escape out of his hand. Edom, Moab, and Ammon. Edom is southern Jordan, the Edomites. The Moabites in western Jordan, the Moab Mountains. You guys have probably seen that from the Jordan Valley. And then the Ammonites, which is Ammon, the modern-day capital of Jordan, Ammon, Jordan. So I believe Jordan will not come under the full reign of the Antichrist. I believe scripturally I can prove Israel won't, because at the Battle of Armageddon, the nations of the world come down against Israel to battle to get them to bow down to their edicts. Well, you don't invade a nation that you control.
That's right.
And in Daniel chapter 7, I know I'm taking a little time, very important. Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw four beasts, lion with eagle's wings, a bear, a four-headed leopard, and a ten-horned beast. If you go down to verse 17 and 23, he says, these beasts symbolize nations that would be on the earth, kingdoms or nations, and the leaders of those nations that would be on the earth at the time when the Ancient of Days would come to establish his kingdom, what Pastor Joyner was saying, establish his kingdom here on the earth. They're not going to be thousands of years old. They're going to be on the earth in power at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's the Ancient of Days. So they're symbolized by animals. So what's a modern day nation on the planet that's symbolized by a lion? Well, that's Great Britain.
Right.
I'll just cut this short.
That's right.
That's Great Britain. Then there was a bear. What's the modern nation symbolized by the bear? Anybody?
Russia.
Russia, the Russian bear.
That's right.
Then there is the lion. The four-headed leopard is Germany. The ten-horned beast is the current European Union. Now, I can prove all that. I'm not going to take time to. However, Daniel said, I beheld, the lion had eagle's wings. Daniel said, I beheld till the eagle's wings were plucked, made stand up on the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. What nation, anybody in here, with the symbol of an eagle, was plucked from Great Britain in 1776?
America, come on.
The United States of America. Yes. Daniel saw the Declaration of Independence 2,500 years ago, guys.
Wow.
The United States of America. The United States of America is absolutely in Bible prophecy. Okay, let me finish it. Revelation chapter 13, 650 years later, John is exiled out on the Isle of Patmos. He sees a beast, not four beasts, but right. A beast come up out of the sea. That's he right. said it had the body of the leopard, Germany, the feet of the bear, Russia, the mouth of the lion, Great Britain, the ten horns of the ten horn kingdom, and which is the European Union. All of those European centralized nations are involved in this world governing body. It's a federalization of nations, but the eagle's wings are not mentioned there. Wow. What happened to America?
Right.
Jump back one chapter. The Bible says there's going to be a war in heaven, and Satan will be defeated by Michael and his archangels. Woe to, rejoice you that are in heaven. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The Bible says he come down and he persecutes the woman in that chapter with 12 stars, which is Israel. And, but the Bible says in Revelation 12:14, this is the key verse for the United States of America. The Bible says that the woman, Israel, is protected and is carried away on the wings of a great eagle, mm-hmm. where she is nursed in her place for time, times, and half a time. During the Great Tribulation, from the face of the dragon, the serpent is representing the world government and the Antichrist, because that's where they get their power from.
Right.
The United States, here's the hope. The United States, scripturally, will be protecting Israel against the world government all the way to the very end.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so I'm so thankful for that. That's our hope. Amen. My hope's in Jesus Christ. God gave us these prophecies. And so that's my hope, that all of this stuff will not become the law of the land here in America in the last time.
Wow. Amen.
You go into that, into understanding the end times, the DVD and the book?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So this is available, actually. We have
that's
this
right.
with
we
an
have
affiliate
a partnership
program.
Yeah. Affiliate
that's it.
That's through right. End Time. All you have to do is call our toll-free number. Ask them. Tell them you want to receive the full teaching. This is the DVD set
that's
of
a lot of
14 DVDs.
Yep. 14
included
DVDs.
In here, plus the book.
Yeah.
It's available by going and calling our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Remember, I want to encourage you, go to the website, click on that affiliate link with End Time Ministry, and you can also, there's so much different DVDs,
yes,
books available there to help you as well. They've given us an entire catalog and library for you to understand the times and the Bible prophecy of the days that we're living in. Call that toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
That's right. When you do that, you're supporting both ministries, the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show, and the End Time Ministry as well. We support the End Time Ministry. We will stand with them through everything. We love this ministry. I want that to be known right now. Yeah. You know, Revelation 13, 16, they're talking about the mark of the beast in that vein. It says, you know, whether you're great or small, whether you're a ruler or not, you're going to have to take this mark if you want to be able to buy or sell.
That's correct.
Now, what would you say to those who say, well, that's hyperbole. That's a metaphor. It's not actually going to be a mark. You're still going to be able to, you know, purchase items. That's just a metaphor.
Well, I would say that I would take it for what it says.
Amen.
The fact of the matter is that if you understand, that's why you need to understand all of Revelation 13. The Antichrist is, with the principal driver behind that being Satan, the Antichrist will establish a world governing body, and that will be in power at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. That world government is being established right now. I can prove that the United Nations is the seat of that world government. New world order is world government. Without going into all the history of it and everything, the United Nations is the seat of that. What do you think the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Trade Organization, what do you think they're designed? What were they created to run?
Yeah.
Not China or the United States.
That's right.
It's the World
Trade
Organization.
That's right.
So they're creating a world government that's going to be established, and that's already being established right now. The Antichrist will eventually usurp authority over that. Revelation 13, 11 through 15 describes a world religion.
That's right.
That will be established in the end time, ran by the world government will be ran by the Antichrist. The world religion will be ran by the false prophet at that time. And the Bible calls him the false prophet in Revelation 19:2. And then the Bible says that they will need a way to get people to conform to their edicts. How are they going to do that? Again, just like we sanction nations now, the Bible says they're going to bring that down to an individual level and economically sanction them. So everybody's going to be given their own unique identification number, and without which they're not going to be able to buy or sell. And the Bible says eventually they'll be given a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. So I believe that is literal and that is not symbolic.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Wow. I need you to really understand what he is saying. I know the book of Revelation, you may be saying, well, I don't fully understand it. That is why we provide resources like this, because we want you to understand what the book of Revelation is saying. Pastor Rick Joyner, you're still on with us. We want to say thank you. But what is the biggest threat to America right now?
Sin.
Sin. Amen. I'll applaud to that one. Amen. Amen. That's right. What would you say to a country who says, you know what, we have turned our back on God? Is there hope that we can come back into the fullness of what Christ has for us?
Of course. Amen. There's always hope.
Amen.
You know, he gives his grace to the humble, but I believe one of the primary things that has been preached in America and preached everywhere that is so critical at this time is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. To me, that's far more important than any election or anything that could come from Washington, is that God's people humble themselves. He gives his grace to the humble. He resists the proud. They pray. They seek his face. And, you know, I've had a number of face-to-face meetings with the Lord. And I did it, I believe, because I asked for it. Why would he tell us over and over in Scripture to seek his face if he was not willing to meet with us face-to-face? You know, it says he met with Moses like that, and we're supposed to have a better covenant with more glory, according to 2 Corinthians 3. We can't settle for anything less than that in our relationship with him. And then we have to turn from our wicked ways. It's not just getting the heathen to return. Right now, it's his church. Judgment begins with the household of God, with his people. And if we judge ourselves, we won't have to be judged, he said. Now's the time for us to turn from our wicked ways.
Wow. Amen. Now is the time. I believe and I stand by that message. Reverend Dave, there is a message of hope for the United States of America. If there's someone watching right now, they're saying, you know what, the topic of the end times is heavy on my spirit. It feels like it's a burden. It's not meant to be a burden. What's the message of hope behind all of this?
Yeah, I think he hit the nail on the head, is that I'm looking to Jesus Christ in all of this. The Bible is about 30% prophecy, but prophecy is not given to us to put us in fear mode. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. How can I walk through these end times knowing that there are some apocalyptic things coming? There's going to be an antichrist and a false prophet. How can I walk through that with a sound mind? I am looking to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, and I understand the church's role in the end time. The church's role in the end time. What did Jesus Christ tell the apostles to do? He told them to go and teach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus taught that. That was his message. And then he told the disciples, go and preach and teach and baptize and then teach. And so he sent them into this world. He actually told them, he said, I send you as sheep among the wolves. But did they go into fear mode? No.
Not at all.
The Bible says that they would be preaching up in the synagogue. The magistrates would bring them in, beat their back, put them in jail overnight. What'd they do? They got right out of jail and went right back up to the synagogue and were preaching again.
Yeah.
So what was their mindset in the end time? Were they in fear mode? No.
Not at all.
They could never have done what they did being in fear mode.
That's right.
They were in evangelism mode. And that's my message of hope, is because I have a purpose in my life. Every single person out there, you talked earlier about people that were dealing with the sin in their life and different things. And Pastor Joyner hit the nail right on the head. We can get over the sin problem by being born again. Jesus Christ come to eradicate that sin problem out of our lives. We do have an answer to sin, and that's being born again and applying the blood of Jesus Christ to our life. So I don't have to go through. I've got a message, the gospel of the kingdom of God. I've got a job. Preach that to Jesus Christ said, this gospel of the kingdom will preach to the whole world. Then the end would come.
Amen.
That's my message. So I don't have to go through the end in fear mode.
Amen.
If the apostles, 11 of the first of the 12 apostles were martyred.
Yep.
Think about that.
Absolutely.
That's a gravity to the situation. Yes. But Jesus Christ was not afraid to go to the cross.
Amen.
When he prayed and he said, let this cup pass from me, he was not saying, I don't want to die.
That's right.
He was saying, I don't want to drink the cup of sin that I'm getting ready to drink for the whole human race.
That's right.
And when the apostles went to die, the Bible didn't say they were scared to death and some of them went and laid their head down on the chopping block.
That's right.
And so the fact of the matter is that I'm in evangelism mode. I'm trusting God for everything. The Bible says, take no thought what ye shall eat, drink, or wear.
That's right.
But your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All this stuff will be added unto you. So if my message to everybody out there, a message of hope is, turn to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I don't care what you've done. A lot of people will say, well, I've done this, that, and the other. In 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul said, look, I understand that there have been the people in the LGBT community, and there have been thieves and liars and adulterers and all this stuff. But in Corinth, he said, such were some of you. He said, now you've been washed.
That's right.
So I don't care what you've done. I had a friend of mine that committed murder, but God saved him post his murder. And so it doesn't matter what you've done. You have a hope. You get in Jesus Christ, and he'll take you through all of this stuff, and you can have a peace of mind. The Bible says he will give you peace that passes all understanding. People don't understand. I can go through tumultuous times in a peace. Yeah. And
that's
people
right.
outside of Jesus, they don't understand that. How's this guy got a peaceful, how's he got a sound mind,
right.
even though his world's flying apart? It's because I've got Jesus.
Amen.
That's
Thank
our
Lord.
Hope, yes. Jesus Christ in these end times.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ,
Amen.
That's right.
We want to pray with you. You can call us at 1-888-988-1588. We want to hear your testimony. Why? Because we overcome by
the
blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony,
that's right.
and we love our lives, not even unto death.
Amen.
Believer, that's for you.
Amen.
I want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does.
Amen.
Reverend Dave, thanks
God
for being
you,
on with
friend.
Us. Pastor Rick Joyner, thank you for joining us today. Daniel, thanks for being on with us today.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
Brother, we love you, Brother Larson. And John Larson, God bless you.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.
Lori, and my mission is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. I want to thank you for standing with us and for your support. To hear more about the last day's events, go to watchjimbakershow.com. Remember, God loves you. He really does.
We want to thank you for your prayers and support. We would not be able to be here without you. If you want to see more from us and our family, go to watchjimbakershow.com. And as my dad always says, remember, God loves you. He really does.